Blurred by Stars Garters. Chapter 1. He knows his name is Hercules Hansen. It says so on the badge that is clipped to his starched shirt. It tells him that he's a marshal, that he's in charge of the Pan-Pacific Defense Corps. It doesn't tell him why his head hurts so badly, why his right arm is in a sling. He looks like it's a scribble on his palm. Concussion syndrome is written in blue ink, blurry with washings and time. Oh, right. How could he have forgotten that? Oh, right. Concussion syndrome. He is missing something, something important. It lingers at the edge of his consciousness, glimmers in the dark recesses of his shattered memories. He's not even sure what he would be searching for. But it was important. It is important. The door cracks open and a young Asian woman enters. Ranger Mako Mori. That's what her badge says. Oh, right. Mako. The way she's looking at him, concerned and worried, stings his pride. He sets his shoulders and relies on reflex, on muscle memory that hasn't degraded to help him bluff through the exchange. Ranger Mori. Her eyebrow flicks up. Did he normally address her as something else? Miss. Miss Mori. Oh, that's right. Miss Mori, what can I do for you? She places the tablet with duty rosters, supply lists, and other various endless lists of what needs approval in front of him on the desk. What did we do here again? Oh, that's right. Jaegers. Giant battle tanks. He was a pilot, wasn't he? Can't quite place it. We don't have any more Jaegers. Why don't we have any more Jaegers? The thought flits off, lost in the scrambled snarls of his mind. Marshal, we need approval for this quarter's appropriations. She pauses and asks, respectfully, sir, are you feeling well? She always was excellent at ferreting out old men acting stupid or out of character. Miss Mori must have learned that from watching. Who did she watch? Who was so important to her? Stacker. Stacker Pentecost. The image of his former commander, co-pilot, and best friend appears as a comforting memory. The best kind of man. Herc smiles in a moment of lucid nostalgia. Always looking out for your old men, eh? He glances at the tablet. The numbers are meaningless to him. Probably would be meaningless even if his head didn't ache so badly. Herc can taste a coppery tinge in the back of his mouth, metallic like old blood. Marshal, you took a very bad fall on the jump hawk deck, and the doctor said that you might have side effects. Issues. She bites her lip. You might have problems with memory and balance. We're here for you, if you need us. Ah, that's right. He fell on the stairs. Nearly dashed his brains out on the steel railing. Alcohol might have been involved. Probably. He can't remember that part. He can't remember why he would be blackout drunk in the first place. Herc had responsibilities. He couldn't just get hammered like a green recruit to drown out his pain. Why would he even be in pain in the first place? Still, he was missing something. Something important. Herc risks betraying exactly how disoriented he is and asks Miss Mori, I seem to have misplaced something. Have you seen it? Something important. The words are feeble and vague, but specificity is impossible. Miss Mori looks briefly stricken, but covers well. Where is your dog? Where is Max? She clarifies softly as she peers around his office. Oh, that's right. Max. That squat little wonderful wrinkle-faced bastard. That's what he was missing. Had to be. Exactly. Did he run off again? Herc stands up, albeit a trifle wobbly. Better go find him. Probably begging for scraps down at the canteen. His hand slips into his jacket pocket, looking for a leash, pulling out a set of black-rimmed dog tags. Herc squints at the letters, but doesn't recognize the name or the serial number. Here, looks like one of the rangers lost these. Defeats the whole point of wearing tags if you lose them. Herc puts the tags into Miss Mori's shaking hand. New recruit, probably. Good last name, though. Hansen. He smiles softly and turns towards the office door. Marshall! Miss Mori says a little too sharply. The doctors would like you to check in with them today. Please, I'll walk you there. Ah, that's right. Appointment.